May 17th through the 23rd. Doctrine and Covenants, Sections 51 through 57. A Faithful, a Just, and a Wise Steward. Sometimes inspiration about what to teach can come as you discuss the scriptures with a family member or friend. Invite sharing. Consider sharing these words from Elder Quentin L. Cook, quote, "My hope is that each of us will review individually and as families the stewardships for which we have responsibility and accountability," end quote. See Stewardship, a Sacred Trust, in the Ensign or Liahona, November 2009. You could then ask class members what they learned from sections 51 through 57 about their stewardships. Teach the doctrine. Doctrine and Covenants, section 51, verse 9, and verses 15 through 20. The Lord wants us to be faithful, just, and wise stewards. How will you help class members consider how the Lord's words in section 51 apply to them? You could write on the board, "What has the Lord entrusted to me?" and invite class members to list their answers. See additional resources for ideas. Then they could search for principles in verses 9 and 15 through 20 that teach them how to be better stewards over the things on their list. Or you could focus on the words faithful, just, and wise in verse 19, discussing how each of these words can guide us in fulfilling our stewardships. If needed, review together the definition of steward, stewardship, in the Guide to the Scriptures, scriptures.churchofjesuschrist.org. Doctrine and Covenants, section 52, verse 10, section 53, verse 3, section 55, verses 1 through 3. The gift of the Holy Ghost is received by the laying on of hands. Multiple verses in these revelations mention receiving the Holy Ghost by the laying on of hands. If a discussion on this topic would be valuable to your class, you could ask class members what they learn from Doctrine and Covenants, section 52, verse 10, 53, verse 3, 55, verses 1 through 3, about the gift of the Holy Ghost. For more on this topic, see Acts chapter 8, verses 14 through 17, and chapter 9, verses 1 through 6. Perhaps class members could talk about their experience receiving the gift of the Holy Ghost, or what they can do to continue to receive His influence in their lives. Doctrine and Covenants, section 52, verses 9 through 11, and verses 22 through 27. We can share the gospel wherever we are. When the Lord sent several church leaders to Missouri, He told them to make use of the time spent traveling and preach by the way. See verses 25 through 27. Reading Doctrine and Covenants, section 52, verses 9 through 11 and verses 22 through 27 could lead to a conversation about how we can share the gospel by the way or during the normal course of our lives. Class members could talk about how they make sharing the gospel a natural part of their lives. Doctrine and Covenants, section 52, verses 14 through 19. God gave a pattern for avoiding deception. To introduce the pattern the Lord revealed in Doctrine and Covenants, section 52, verses 14 through 19, you could share examples of other patterns that might be familiar to class members, such as patterns for building things or patterns of behavior. Class members may have their own examples to share. Why are patterns valuable? How can we apply the pattern in verses 14 through 19 to avoid deception we find in the world today? Doctrine and Covenants, section 54. I can turn to the Lord when I am hurt by others' choices. Many of us have suffered disappointment when someone we depended on didn't keep his or her commitments. This happened to the saints from Colesville, New York, who expected to settle on Lehman Copley's land in Ohio. To learn from this experience, class members could review the heading to section 54. See also Saints, Volume 1, pages 125 through 128, A Bishop Unto the Church, from Revelations in Context, pages 78 through 79. They could imagine that they had a friend among the Colesville saints and then find counsel in section 54 that they could share with their friend. Or they could search the revelation for something that might help someone who is suffering because of another person's choices. You might point out the promise in verse 6 to those who keep their covenants. Doctrine and Covenants, section 54, verse 10, has several phrases that your class members might find meaningful, such as patient in tribulation, sought me early, and rest to their souls. Class members could pick a phrase to ponder and study, using the footnotes or other resources to explore related scriptures. Then they could share their thoughts. Additional resources. Our stewardships. President Spencer W. Kimball explained, quote, "In the church, a stewardship is a sacred spiritual or temporal trust for which there is accountability. Because all things belong to the Lord, we are stewards over our bodies, minds, families, and properties." See Doctrine and Covenants, section 104, verses 11 through 15. A faithful steward is one who exercises righteous dominion, cares for his own, and looks to the poor and needy. End quote. See Welfare Services, The Gospel in Action, in the Ensign, November 1977. Improving our teaching. Help learners support each other. Create a class environment where learners support and encourage each other. Invite them to share ideas and strategies that enhance their personal and family study. See Teaching in the Savior's Way, page 36.